Bible Commentary chapter 4, Mishnah 7. Shora Isha. So if this bull belongs to a woman, or Shora Isomim, or it belongs to orphans, Shora Apotropos, or it's administered by, it's being looked after by an administrator, Shora Mebar, or it's a bull of the wilderness, meaning it's an ownerless bull, it just like wanders around, you know, in the wilderness, Shora Hekdesh, or if it belongs to the temple, Shora Ger, Shemais V'Einu Yoshim, or if it's the shore of a, if it's the bull of a Ger, who's passed away and doesn't have any inheritors. In all of these cases, the bull is in any event obligated to be put to death if it gores. So the Kati explains over here, we learn it out from a pasuk, and really what we're learning out from, well, from different pasukim, but what we're learning out is that even though this bull is ownerless, it's an ownerless bull, so even if it gores, it's still put to death, even though there's no owner over there to guard the bull. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Shora Midbar, the shore of the wilderness, Shora Hekdesh, and the shore which belongs to the temple, Shora Ger Shemes, and also the shore of the convert who has died and left no heirs, Pturim in Hamisa. So those, that, they are exempt from death, the Fisha and Lahim Balim, because they have no owners at all. And the Kati brings up here, the law is not in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. The law is in accordance with the first opinion. So even the bulls of all of these, that list of bulls, would be put to death.